אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 448.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're reading the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are in item 57.
ספר הזוהר, כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 448.
Introduction to the book of Zohar, item 57. Now you can understand the aridity and the darkness that have befallen us in this generation, such as we have never seen in all the generations preceding us. It is so because even the servants of the Creator have abandoned the engagement in the secrets of the Torah. Maimonides has already given a true allegory about that. He said that if a line of 1,000 blind people walks along the way, and there is at least one leader among them who can see, they are guaranteed to walk on the right path and not fall in pits and obstacles, since they follow the sighted one who leads them. But if that person is missing, they are certain to stumble over every hurdle on the way and will all fall into the pit. So is the matter before us. If the servants of the Creator had at least engaged in the internality of the Torah and extended a complete light from Ein Sof, the whole generation would have followed them, and everyone would be certain of their way, that they would not fall. But if even the servants of the Creator have distanced themselves from this wisdom, it is no wonder the whole generation is failing because of them. And because of my great sorrow, I cannot elaborate on that.
Clear, right?
Ma.
What?
Those who did not engage in it, they too were supposed to follow someone who would lead them.
Yeah.
So what happened there? Why did the one who led them fail?
Because they have no leader. They can't walk alone.
So the complaint is against those who stopped working,
yeah.
But the complaint should have been towards the one who was supposed to lead them.
Yeah.
So where is the true flaw, failure, in that, in people who stop engaging in the internality of the Torah?
They're not drawn to the Creator.
Meaning it's each and everyone's responsibility.
Actually, you can say that each and every one gets some kind of drop of deficiency and doesn't want to develop it.
Meaning the 1,000 blind men, they still have their, some responsibility to be drawn to the Creator based on the deficiency they've received.
Yes.
What does it mean to draw complete light of Ein Sof?
Meaning, in order to fill the entire desire to receive that the Creator created, we need the light of Ein Sof, infinity, to draw it, and that it will fill the entire deficiency, all the desire.
Baal HaSulam says that they could have done it, but they haven't.
Supposedly, yes.
What about us? Are we able to do that? Can we help you do that?
For now, we are in that same sentence.
What are we missing as a group to help you draw light of Ein Sof?
Me?
Yes.
I myself am also discovering lack of forces, lack of responsibility to perform such an action.
How can we advance even a little bit towards that?
Man will help his friend. You can't demand that of one person. Even if he's like Moshe, Moses.
That's
hard to say here. But if we were all drawn to connect between us, and from that connection, from the connection between us, we'd be drawn to the Creator, we would in somewhat succeed in bringing the Shekhinah back to her place.
Thank you.
בסוף אבל הם צריכים ללכת אחרי אחד שרואה.
Ultimately, they have to follow the one who sees.
If they have a deficiency.
If they have a deficiency, but we say it's very difficult. Time is moving forward and people less and less trust others, rely on others. Everyone feels that he's the boss, the king, and even if he suffers blows, ultimately, it's even difficult to say, like the faith in the sages, as we say. And that's the main obstacle in order to advance anywhere.
I didn't see that there were less wise ones, and then people would be drawn more to great people, that they had more forces. Well, let's say so.
I'm saying there were times where people followed leaders. Today, even that doesn't seem to exist.
Correct.
Everyone, people are getting closing themselves in smaller and smaller groups. And how will we really follow the teacher, the leader? How will people make such a move?
Today, nobody bows down
exactly
towards anybody else. The contrary, they're constantly searching how to be higher, or at least no less than the other.
But he writes that the condition is to find the one who sees. Let's say I'm blind, there's one who sees, I'll follow him. Even if I don't see him, but I can find a few others and they already follow him.
How will you know that he is great?
Right, so we ultimately say the heart feels.
The heart.
So I ask, how will ultimately people, you see that even with the blows, it's not, we say a bit of blows and person will get closer, but even that.
So he says that also if the Creator's workers left this wisdom, no wonder that the whole generation fails because of them. And I cannot elaborate on that. Because of my great sorrow, I can't elaborate on that.
So he basically says that the chance, if there is such, is the servants of the Creator who decided to make a move out of the generation, let's say us, people who somewhat has awakened, and ultimately we need to be those who awaken the others.
Also awaken, also ourselves and the others, and somehow come closer to the Creator and are with them in some kind of connection. Let's see, a direct connection even. Well, we'll see what he writes onward.
Okay.
Yes.
Item 58.
Wait, To
further specify what makes us feel bad. Ultimately, nothing happens without the Creator's will.
No, don't tell me things that there's no answers about.
No, I want to say the next thing. I think the difficulty is only in our awareness, in our feeling. There's nothing bad in reality. It's just our interpretation to reality.
Don't say that either. You understand that you're bringing us supposedly proof that erase all our questions that will help us advance.
I'm sorry.
No.
What?
The main deficiency, you said that each one was given a little bit of deficiency to adhere to the Creator, and they didn't develop it. Now let's say, if I understand correctly, that's the question. If each one really wants to always increase one's deficiency to the Creator, then all the rest, just attribute to it all the time. What the Creator gave us, the Rav, the friends, all of that just to adhere to Him, to develop this deficiency, to make it really great. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then all of us will simply connect our deficiencies, that will come to a sufficient deficiency to invite the light to correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Just we don't know how to do it. Yeah.
PT 30. It seems like Baal HaSulam writes criticism and blames the created being. He writes they distant themselves from this wisdom. Is blaming the created beings not also blaming the Creator?
I don't know. He's speaking about the first generations. It's hard for us to turn to them and talk about those things. What?
Hello, teacher. Sorry, but how does he write that he has great sorrow and in other places he writes one shouldn't be in sorrow?
Both are in man, in each and every person, and he's also a person.
When I curse the Creator and this stinking creation He created, you tell me everything's okay and none else besides Him, it's all golden and so can you say that?
You can say whatever you want, but what will that help? By this, are you changing reality? Or at least towards yourself, are you opening some kind of picture of the world?
I'm trying to understand the world I live in. He can do things that I can't. Why?
No, everyone's equal. Towards the Creator, everyone's equal.
Okay, but you tell me it's forbidden to be sad many times.
Right, and?
And here he has sorrow. Why?
He really is writing from the magnitude of that sorrow that he can't keep going and so on, because I guess he understands. Also, again, it's on us. It's not on him, supposedly. As much as we are losing by not revealing the Creator correctly.
I'll tell you, teacher, for me, professions and titles and degrees don't leave an impression on me. I look at a person's actions. And then you tell me none else besides him, and then this is written, and it's like, how do you want me to justify it?
There can't be the same key for every lock. By this, you can't erase or release yourself from all responsibility. No. Because according to the way the world was created, each and every one is responsible for everyone. You see, it's just to try and understand. I am responsible for everyone. Now someone can come to me and ask about everyone, about all people in the world, about all the souls. And I must answer about it.
Okay, you said it, but I still don't feel sorrow. It's
That's even worse.
I can try, but I don't feel that I'm responsible for everyone, that someone cares about me on the outside. How do I influence everyone?
That's why, if the Creator is organizing creation, He needs to try and bring created beings to the recognition of evil. And they will feel, the created beings, that this evil depends on them, that they caused it. They caused it. And after that, you can judge. Where can you run to from such a sentence?
So it's okay to ask for corporeal corrections? Should one do so?
No, because it's not that important. That's not my issue, my problem.
But here, it's a sorrow for him.
That's because you don't feel it yet. And also, it's hard to, by looking at you, it's hard to accept this, that you're so sorry that you're lacking something. Okay, let's see what he writes. What do you think?
I also
wanted to ask about this point, but a little differently. Rabbi Akiva was happy when he saw that the temple was ruined because Rav, no, forget about these stories now. No. But Abraham was happy when he was told, no, that too, forget about it now. Now, when Baal HaSulam is sorry here, what does it mean we deviated from the path of correction? Why does he say, from the sorrow I can't elaborate, Rav? Because there's probably something in our hands that we are able to use to turn our life upside down to something wondrous, and we're not doing it. That's where the great sorrow he has comes from. Next.
Omnam yadati hasiba.
Item 58. However, I do know the reason. It is mainly because, one, faith has diminished in general. Two, faith in the holy ones, the sages of the generations in particular. And three, the books of Kabbalah and the Zohar are full of corporeal parables. Hence, people are afraid lest they will lose more than they will gain, since they could easily fail with materializing. This is what prompted me to compose a sufficient interpretation on the writings of the Ari, and now on the Zohar. And I have completely removed that concern, for I have evidently explained and proven the spiritual meaning of everything, that it is abstract and devoid of any corporeal image above space and above time, as the readers will see, to allow the whole of Israel to study the Book of Zohar and be warmed by its sacred light. I have named that commentary the Sulam, ladder, to show that the purpose of my commentary is as the role of any ladder. If you have an attic filled abundantly, all you need is a ladder to climb. And then, all the bounty in the world is in your hands. But the latter is not a purpose in and of itself. For if you pause on the rungs of the ladder and do not enter the attic, your goal will not be achieved. So it is with my commentary on the Zohar. For the way to fully clarify these most profound of words has not yet been created. Nonetheless, with my commentary, I have constructed a path and an entrance for any person by which to rise and delve and scrutinize the book of Zohar itself. For only then will my aim with this commentary be completed.
Ken. Shelot? No.
Yes, questions?
He writes as if the commentary on the ladder is clear to every person. But when you read it, it seems...
Where does he write that it's clear?
He says it's approachable for every person.
It's suitable for every person to use the latter commentary to correct himself, correct his soul.
Even though he doesn't understand what's written in the commentary itself.
Who? Some person, you mean?
Me. When I read the commentary of the latter, I don't understand what's written in there.
So you should invest more in that.
We should try and understand or just draw the light?
I don't know what exactly. Both this and that.
No.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. It seems that in this item, Baal HaSulam takes responsibility for the generation. He says, I opened it in some way, and then he says that he's preparing it for the ones coming after him to take what he did and to keep opening it. So, what does it mean to take responsibility for a generation? How do you do it?
We have to understand that basically the latter commentary is what Baal HaSulam gave us. And what he told his students,
Sefer Pirush Sulam,
that they'll take the latter commentary, and it wasn't a book, it was a bunch of books like that. And they would tie together these 21 volumes, and everyone would take a volume and put it in his hands and in his lap, and then hold other volumes in his hands. And so they took those sets of books. Each one had like four sets, and they would go to a bunch of places to try and sell them. And he was very worried that concerned that they will all go and sell them.
And what about
that's
us?
It. And when I took books, such sets of books from our study place, and I brought them to all kinds of places in the center of the country, no one wanted to receive them. Even if I would give them for free, I would come back and say I only sold two sets and I haven't sold anything. I just paid for it myself. And that was what happened with the Zohar. What can I tell you? Baal HaSulam put his soul into it. To him, this was, well, sacred. But the world treated it that way.
So what about now? What should we do now?
Now I don't know. Now it's a different time, different people. Difficult for them to detach from their television or newspapers or all kinds of things and invest themselves in the commentary of the latter. That's where are we and where is that? What to do? Keep going. To keep going nevertheless and prepare ourselves for such times, such incidents that will come to the generation that they will nevertheless want to use the latter commentary and bring themselves to a higher degree.
It doesn't depend on us to take responsibility for the generation.
We don't even know how to advance towards that. If you go out to the street today to sell the latter commentary on the Book of Zohar, you'll see that people don't understand what's this for. How many kilograms you need to have in those books? It's just paper. Just like that. I'm telling you, I took a bunch of sets of books to Ramle and Rehovot and Lud and all those areas where I used to live. I lived in Rehovot. I didn't feel any response from anyone. There were a few people who took them to do me a favor. And that's it. For free. Of course, they didn't pay for it. When a mother of one of the students passed away. There were four students whose mothers passed away. That was about the 1950s, something along these lines. So they asked Rabash what to do to honor their mother. And he said, instead of whatever you would think of doing, the Memorial Day and on her grave and whatever else, no. Just buy 100 sets of the Zohar with the latter commentary and try to spread it across the country. They tried, and it didn't work out. I understood that they couldn't even do it, maybe. It was very difficult. We already understood it was not going to work. So I started taking every day a set or two sets. 21 volumes is quite a lot. And barely, I couldn't even sell it. I just gave it. People didn't want. because you can't burn it, you can't do anything with that. Now, if you have a room in your home where you can put them, okay, no one wanted to take them. That's how it is.
Maybe
there's something that we're lacking between us, that we're not doing between us?
No, no. This is still, it's still the general atmosphere around the Zohar and those books. And this commentary is difficult. You have to dive into it. And you have to open it up. You have to read it as something that tells you about yourself. And how many such people exist in the world? I don't think so. I gave those sets to great rabbis and smaller ones and synagogues and any hole I can put them in. Those who took them, they did it to respect me, to honor me. I was also quite known in that area of Rehovot and around it. That's it. Yes.
It was clear why they didn't want to take it. Like you said, how can a person even study this? How can he open it? You need someone who understands, someone who can lead.
No.
What, a person can open it on his own and feel that he can come close to it?
He reads it as a remedy. He reads it as a remedy, sgula, against anything bad that might happen, God forbid.
He needs to believe in the forces.
Yes. So that means against illnesses, fires, whatever.
I feel that the generation, the previous one and this one, don't know the essence of these books yet. And obviously don't know how to use them. And there aren't any study groups, enough study groups that you can support such a study. So just to give it to someone, he'll say, I have nothing to do with this. Even if there's someone who theoretically knows that in the Zohar there are remedies, I don't see how he could have taken it and start doing it in such a way. If he could, he'd do it to begin with. In other ways, maybe. But there's what we're lacking, I guess, are groups that know how to go deeper into this book somehow or to open it and read it. I don't know any except for our group that know how to take such a commentary and read it or engage in it in any kind of way.
Yes, that's true. That's correct.
Tov. Ken Gilad.
Okay, yes, Gilad.
Today we don't walk around with the books under our arms, but every evening at 7:30, we read the Zohar for half an hour with two, three clips of yours that you explain how to make the intention or something. And it's beautiful moments. It's magical moments at the end of the day to listen to it. No matter if you understand or not, it's just a gift from above. And it's great for the ones that are doing it. And I wish we knew how to disseminate that. Today, nobody walks around with books. We have media.
Okay. We'll try. We will try. Yes, Dudi?
You said that a person who reads the book of Zohar with the commentary of the latter, as a remedy, it can save him against everything. Diseases, fires.
Yes.
What is that? What do you mean? Can you explain how it works?
No. It's a higher force that guards that person who relates to the Zohar that way?
Can we tell a person that if he reads the book of Zohar, he will prevent disasters and trouble from himself, from his life?
Well, you can't promise that to a person that way, but basically, yes.
He starts item 48. He gives the reason, or three reasons, why the Creator's workers have moved themselves away from the internality of the Torah. They say that they have lost faith, and of the book of Zohar that is full of allegories, so that's why he wrote the commentary. But the fact that there's lacking faith, so what about that?
Look, what can you do? There's nothing to do. That's how the world is built. That the evil that is revealed to the same extent that it can be corrected. And the Creator further and further limits and increases the evil, and reveals it, reveals that extent in the world.
And what will bring people to study?
Only troubles. If you ask me, only troubles.
When will people start valuing Kabbalists as spiritual leaders of a generation?
When spirituality will begin to be appreciated. There's nothing to do here. Yes.
Today the state is a bit different. The book of Zohar is in many places that people study and they read it. They study, I guess, as a remedy. Also between the groups that are trying to study according to Baal HaSulam, so we're still not connected. What I can say that at least where I live, people in the community know that I'm studying, I don't hide it. Also, the head of the community once asked me years ago for sets of Rabash, and I gave it to him. He bought them with money. He paid for it. And beyond that, I remember that at least a year ago, one of them asked me about a paragraph from the peace article, and I was in shock. I was like frozen that I didn't have the words to explain because there's no basis to explain it on. They, the religious people, didn't know what recognition of evil and what the work we do. There aren't any words to explain it. The question is, if we as a group, I asked you this many years ago and I understood that the answer was no back then. Is it right for us to connect to other groups that study in somewhat? Maybe it's the right time now. Because at least what Baal HaSulam says, that the people who are searching for the path to the Creator, that's the connection.
Where do you see such people?
There are more groups that study with Baal HaSulam.
Baal HaSulam, sure, but other than that,
I'm speaking about that first. I'm not going to the whole world. I'm speaking there and what's close to us.
Try to connect, please. Just make sure it doesn't cause separation among you. But to me, there's no... I have no desire to prevent you. No. If you find such people who want the same goal, following the same books as ours, and they have a spirit of connection, Why not?
אני לא מתנגד.
I don't object to it.
שאלה, האם זה...
It's a question of whether this will truly work for the better. As far as I know, there were such people in the times of Rabash, and it didn't go well. And therefore, when I was with him, there were 7, 9 other people, men, who would study. In holidays, there were, of course, more, because then all of the landlords come. And that's it. So, why not? Go ahead. I'll be delighted. I'm just very concerned, afraid that you might ruin yourselves by that. So pay attention to that. Meaning, there has to be some directorate here, let's say, and everything should be done only with this directorate's confirmation.
But
the fact that at some point it will change, that's obvious to me. And that it will get to a point where others can come, or we can connect with others, that too. Yeah. Yes.
כן, ניב.
Yes, ניב.
בשבוע שעבר יצא לי להיפגש עם
last week
המנהלים של אתר מאוד גדול
a manager of a website that sells courses to many people, and we showed him our courses. He said, it's very nice, but who are these people who give these lessons? They're not an authority. So we showed him you, and he says, oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
So my question is, it seems that after all these years, at least in Israel, at least from what I know, the only authority for studying Kabbalah is you.
No.
Only.
And
the question is, how will the future look towards this state?
This I don't know. Whatever happens after me, I don't know.
I'll say what I'm asking. I suddenly see that these great friends here that are an authority for me at least, Moshe, Aviv, Gilad, if they would all in, I'd say, wow, it's an authority, but suddenly I saw the external eyes of that person. He says, who are these people?
Therefore, I went to do my PhD to also have that in the name. And that's it. I don't know what else to do. But that's the only reason I did that. I don't know. But I think there will come a time you don't need to chase all kinds of titles and names, but there will come a time when it will be clearer, when it will be received. Okay.
Ken.
רב, יש לי מספר ילדים בכל מיני מסגרות, וגם אני בקשר מסוים עם אנשים.
I know a few people in all kinds of frameworks and children, and I don't want to confuse too much, but I know that Baal HaSulam's wisdom is expanding in many places, all kinds of yeshivot and places that study, and they're raising a new generation according to him. The question is, I see it's not coming through us, but through other groups, or all kinds of individuals that discover it and advance with it, and they find more people who want to try and do it together, meaning groups grow on their own, people discover it on their own, or from other groups and not through us. So the question is, what does that mean? That it's not through us, and not that there are more that are leading Baal HaSulam's path ahead?
Let it be so.
How should we work with that?
Well,
beside it, with it, in a certain way, maybe not today, but 10, 20, 30 years, how do we deal with it that there are more?
Baal
HaSulam has arms in many areas.
Yes. Don't know.
This dynamics towards those bodies, I don't engage in there. I see it growing from the side and getting stronger. I know that my daughter is somewhere that they quote Baal HaSulam in their study places. And it's a wisdom that is starting to be clarified as something good and relevant to our generation through people's education mainly. They use it. Not those religious older places, but still it's the newer schools. And I'm asking myself, how do we need to see it, work beside it, if at all? Maybe later on to talk about it, but I just want to put that question on the table.
That
just so you know that it's happening around us.
I'm familiar with that, I know. And to some extent I respect it. But in truth, I'm not so connected to that. And also Rabash didn't want to be connected to that. I don't have what to add. I really don't.
There's people that study with other Rabash students, that they take the wisdom
yes.
from them.
Yes, yes, I know.
I see it also brings them closer. Suddenly, ultra-Orthodox people understand that there's Baal HaSulam, and they're drawn and they devote themselves to it, and they start researching it.
Okay, yes, I understand, I know. I'm happy about that, that it's spreading, and it doesn't matter to me that it doesn't come through us. And may there be more and more such groups. Yeah. But I have nothing to add. You have to understand that I already finished my life. And I don't have much left. And as much as I still can, I will try. And good luck to you.
No more.
That's it.
הודעות לסיום. לוח השידורים להיום, יום שני.
Announcements.
11:20.
Monday. 11:20. Talks about the path. At noon, the lesson. 5:30, reading test. And at 7:30, reading Zohar. We'll end with the song.
לקראת הטוב, הרמוניה, גלים מתמזגים על קו החוף.
הרמוניה, אנחנו כמו פליטים על הפסנתר,
שחורים.